Welcome back once again. It is the Friday Show Football Sat Podcast. As usual, I'm in the host chair driving the show with the steering wheel in my hands. I am Jack Quigley. And joining me, it's a little bit different this week. Normally it's Christian Leyland, but this week back home on the North Coast, where he's from. Like Kings Leon said, it's in the water. It's where you came from. It's the editor of the Football Sack. It's Matt Greenlaw. Welcome back, mate.
I think I'm in the wrong studio, aren't I?
Yeah.
This isn't the Sack on Sunday?
No, it's not. No. This is definitely the Friday show.
Wonderful to be here. I think I've been missing for a little bit down in Sydney in the Sack on Sunday, so yes. Good to be back in the studio.
It's a long time since you're in this studio. Wasn't it here at Southern Cross University, recording here. Last time, I can't even remember how long ago it was last time you were on.
Don't ask me what we were talking about.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
The World Cup?
Yeah, maybe. Football. Yes. Vaguely. Probably. But then again, on this show, probably not also.
I'm sure it was a very good show.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Go back and check it out. We'll give away a prize to the first person to go back and tell us what episode Matt was on.
Yeah.
And email us. Info at thefootballsack.com. We'll send you out a signed photo of Matt.
I do remember there were some nice pictures that we took, or that I took on that.
Yeah.
That episode.
Yeah, and they're now on the site in the podcast section.
You can check those out.
Yeah. So it's a shame it's not like those old cameras that used to put the date in the bottom corner of the photo.
Very true. We could have, that would save the competition saved us
or
a lot of time.
Or make it easier
right
to
now.
Win the competition for someone.
Yeah.
Signed photo of Matt Greenlaw goes out to whoever tells what episode he was on. A few things to get through today. We're going to have a bit of fun on the show today. It's the festive period. It's Christmas and the New Year, and we'd like to sort of give a few gifts to our friends in football in the A-League.
Yeah, it's that in between stage, isn't it? Between Christmas, between New Year's.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
We'd kind of celebrate
fill
that
the
festive
gap.
Year.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute, and we'd like to hear some feedback from you. So have your pencils ready to take down the email addresses and Twitter and Facebook sites that I'll throw at you later. Or you could just figure that it's probably just going to be the Football Sack on Facebook and go search it yourself if you want to turn off your iPod now. But don't, because you've got to
miss
a good
show. And pencils are a bit old, aren't they? Rudimentary. And
yeah.
Probably get out your iPhones and
Your tablet.
Write a note.
Yeah, your
iPad.
I was in a meeting the other day, and one of the people had one of those pens that has a recorder in it. And, like, if you take a note, it records what you write down. So if you write meeting at 11 o'clock, it kind of figures out what you wrote.
And stores that in the
pen. Yeah. And then you can listen on your headphones later.
What an age we live in.
What a waste of money. Just write the damn note and read your notes. News, A-League news this week. Sydney FC have shored up their defence. They've got Pascal Boschart. Not Nigel Bugard at all.
not
even the same person.
No, not at all. He's signed a two-year deal for Sydney FC, or a further two-year deal.
Yes, he's extended it. So he's going to be around for a little while.
That's really good because he's been playing very well.
Yes. Well, you know, you've seen more games of theirs than anyone, bar Vitislav Levitschka.
Him and I are definitely on par.
Yeah, that's right. He rings you and asks you who's playing well.
Pascal Boschart is playing quite well.
Well, it was on the back of that phone call. New deal. So, yeah, good news for Sydney. I think he's been very, very good.
He shores up their defence.
He does. And also makes my life harder to tell him and Nigel Bugard apart, obviously. Do you remember a show a while ago where I kept getting the Jets and the Mariners mixed up? Not the Jets and the Mariners, Gold Coast.
You're doing it
and
now.
The Mariners. Yes. I don't know any of the teams. I should really do my research. Good news for Sydney. Moving from good news to bad news, Brisbane Roar, the Wheels.
Wow.
I've just totally fallen off now.
Five games now that they haven't won. They haven't even drawn a game.
They haven't taken a point in five games.
Most recently against Gold Coast United, which I was at.
You went to that game. Very dubious penalty in the last minute.
Yeah, I was right on the line there watching that. Not even sure if it was in the box.
Yeah, well, that sort of was what Ivan Franish came out and said afterwards. He was fairly confident it was outside. That's a big blow. And look, I tweeted earlier in the week there, Brisbane minus Broish
equals poor argument is fast becoming the Brisbane minus Broish equals hopeless argument.
The first game that Broish was out, and all the media outlets were asking Ange, is this the reason? Is Broish the reason that Brisbane are doing so badly without Broish? He said no. He said no, that's not the reason. That would be a lazy excuse. We can't accept that. Mm. Five games later,
I think it is the reason.
And I actually said that at the time, just for the record, I actually said, Broish, first game, he's the problem. He's out.
Yeah.
Just
how much longer is he out for? Because he was
I'm not sure. He was at the match.
Yeah, he was at the game. Which can either be good or bad. It's sort of good to go and watch your teammates and get a feel for it, or it could mean that he's not even bothering with his rehab. He's just going to watch the game. Hopefully, he's not too far away. I mean, just for the sake that I love watching the guy play.
Geographically, he's not that far away, but
that yeah, absolutely.
Time wise, he's also
his nose is just around the corner. But no, I hope for Brisbane's sake he gets back and the A League's sake. Because you know, could we see if he wasn't to return? Could they go from winning the comp to dead last?
No.
You think Adelaide are going to get up enough points to catch them?
No, Don Cosmina.
Could bear in mind, if he doesn't play again, Brisbane don't add to their tally that they have now.
Yeah.
So,
they've still got enough points, I think, to outdo a few teams that are... You're checking the ladder
They're
now.
Only 9 points ahead of Adelaide. Now, if Broish wasn't to play again... I'm not saying this is going to happen, but so far the facts say they will not score another point.
Will Adelaide draw 9 more games is the question.
And it's a good question. And I'd like to see that. That's going to be interesting. How many people is Cozzy going to strangle is the other thing that other people are talking about Adelaide. It's all the buzz down there.
The game against Victory will be interesting, won't it?
Yeah. Especially because Muskie's that's what I'm saying. On the opposite bench.
They played recently a cup. The cup for Adelaide versus Victory. There's a cup, John Cosmina versus the Cosmina Musket Cup.
Yeah,
is it?
And it's actually a cup when a theatrical statue of someone strangling someone else would have been so much better.
Will be a game to watch.
In fact, the game won't be, but the benches will be.
He's very quite personable in the press conferences, Cosmina.
Cozzy.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was very happy to be there.
I'm sure he was. He was unemployed before he was there.
I think he was surprised as well. Surprised to be there. The media was surprised.
Yeah. Oh, everyone was shocked. No one expected Cozzy to get that job. Or any job, for that matter. Anyway, moving on.
We digress.
Yes, we do. So my thoughts are Brisbane, hopeless until they get Broish back.
Mm.
Really, there's no penetration in the attack.
My mum, who was at the game, first A-League game.
She signed for them.
That might be an improvement. No, even she could notice. They're just missing someone who's going to attack the ball.
There you go.
She is, you know, not very football knowledgeable.
Yeah, but it stood out to her.
Yeah.
Wow. That is everyone interesting. Everyone knows. Segues out. Everyone knows. Let's talk about a team that is killing it at the moment. Not long ago, John Van Schip, under pressure to keep his job, looks a bit silly now. They're ahead of Brisbane Roar. They're second in the league. 6 wins in 7.
Who would have thought that last year, I guess?
Yeah. Credit has to go. Neil Sherwin, our Perth-based contributor, he did call it about a month ago. He said if Hart can get their act together, I'm going to tip them. I think he said he tips them to lose the grand final to the Roar. That was his tip.
And, of course, they've just won the Melbourne Derby against
Victory. What a game Victory. That was. I was on Twitter for that game, commentating the match. It was just awesome. And the amount of fan interaction getting was great. And that shows people really cared about that game. I was really excited about that.
That sets them up for the rest of the season, does it? Gives Hart the inspiration that they need, that they can do it, that there's not just blue in Melbourne.
Yeah.
There is red.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I tweeted and said that the team's running out... Hart in their red and white Christmas colours and Victory in their festive bright yellow.
Yeah.
And we had someone tweet back. I'm sorry, I've forgotten who tweeted us, but he said Victory is just trying to wish everyone a bright start to 2012, which I thought was very good. So how far can they go in your eyes?
They're not going to win it. They'll stay in the top six for the rest of the top half of the top six, I'd say, for the rest of the season. But no, I don't think they've got it in the bag.
Last week in the finals, grand final day, are they there?
Mm, Hard to tell for me because I think I've got my heart still saying Sydney's going to come good.
Really?
Yeah, well, then when they get their game together completely, they'll be a much better side.
I've got to do something about the Mariners first. The Mariners.
Oh, well, they'll be in the grand final.
Yeah, they're just in a different league at the moment. They're playing great stuff.
I assumed that was, we were just saying who else.
We're discussing who's getting second. which is funny because 6 weeks ago, it was still everyone discussing who was going to finish second behind Brisbane. Mm. So things can change pretty quick. Yeah. What if the Mariners were to lose a meanie or something like that? You get the feeling they're going to cope better with that.
You know
Brisbane.
Who's playing really well together? Matt Simon and Bernie.
Yes.
Sabini.
Yeah.
For me, that's a strange combination, but it's working
they
so well.
They look like they would be too tall together, and it would be like having two of the same people up front.
Yeah.
It's not like a little and large. It's a large and large, but they just keep scoring.
They're both kind of... Well, I think Bernie's probably less physical than Matt is.
Yeah.
But... They consistently find each other.
I just like Bernie for his sort of vague resemblance to Mario Balotelli. And I hope he takes in the same mold, not as a footballer, but just in terms of antics.
Kind of, he's a bit lanky.
Yeah. Mm.
But no, they're consistently finding each other. And a mohawk.
Yeah. Mm.
And yeah. Good on them.
He's doing great. I really like Bernie. I think he's going to be a very, very good player. Mustafa Amini gets better every single week. That kid can seriously play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no
secret.
But
you're right. Lose Amini and... There might be trouble.
Yeah. I feel they may cope better with that than Brisbane did with losing Broich.
Is it Griffiths and is doing well there and...
yes.
Pellegrino, is he... What's he doing? Is he kind of back up at the moment?
Yeah, he's on the fringes. But Griffiths is the man no one expected to play as much as he has. And he's forced Bozanic out of the team, which no one saw coming. Mm. Which is great for the depth of the Mariners and just goes to show they can probably cope with injuries because it's going to happen at some stage.
Yeah.
So, all right. let's talk Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I've got some great...
Did you get anything nice for Christmas?
I did. Yeah. I got
anything football related?
Football related. Well, I took my whole family to the Gold Coast game. I thought that was a bit of a...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Like, the Gold Coast Brisbane Roar match is a derby match. It's the Boxing
Day. It's always on Boxing Day.
It's always on Boxing Day. So everyone should get out and do the same.
As we discussed before the show, my problems with making it to that game involved the fact it was on Boxing Day and I was still involved in many festive celebrations earlier in the day, which prohibited me driving to said football match.
Some nice gifts for yourself then as well?
Did I buy some nice gifts for myself?
No, did you get anything for yourself?
I didn't get anything for myself.
No.
People gave me things. Yeah, it was nice. Nothing really football related, though.
No.
That I'm trying to think of. I can't really remember. It's bad.
You know who we should get some gifts for?
Some A-League teams?
I think we should.
Yeah, I think so too. Nice segue.
See that?
We have compiled a list of gifts that we would give. It's the season to be giving, and we're going to give some gifts to every A-League club and the FFA, and we're going to start from the ground. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So if you can think of a gift that you would like to give to your A-League club, it doesn't have to be your A-League club, it could be an A-League club. If you hate them, you could give them the plague.
Yeah, you could.
You could, if you can box it. And as far as I know, it's pretty hard to come by these days, the black plague. But if you have a time machine. So we're going to start and work our way up. Adelaide United first.
Are you giving your gift first or am I giving my gift first?
Oh, see, this is that awkward thing on Christmas morning where everyone secretly wants to get their gift first, but they want to be polite and let other people go first.
I'll give mine first.
Okay.
Okay. A decent assistant coach.
Okay. So you don't like Tranny.
Well, I don't know too much about
Luciano
him, really.
Luciano Tranny is the... I'm not saying that Matt is biased against Trannies in general. He just likes...
Just him singular.
Yes. Tranny. Nope.
Go with me for a second. Cosmina, he's good for the league, I think, but not good for Adelaide. He's good for the... He's popular or he's a good
what
figure.
Role do you see him filling if
so he's the top
in the
head
league
coach.
But not a coach?
He's the, you know, you like...
But if he's not good for... Is he
he's
good
a figurehead.
Are you saying he's good for the league but not good for Adelaide in the sense that all the other teams in the league will win when they play Adelaide, so he's good for them?
Yeah, so he's good to have as...
He's raising the morale.
Yeah.
And nine teams in the A-League.
Getting a few people along to watch the game.
Yeah.
But then underneath him, you need to have someone who's actually pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Musket is over at Victory.
Yeah, that's right. He's very much just telling them what to do.
To tell you what, put Muscat and Cosmina over at Adelaide together.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
That'd be good.
And then you can just have, like, UFC going on next to the football.
What are you giving Adelaide?
I'm giving John Cosmina some coaching badges.
Oh.
Yeah, because that'll stop Christian Leyland going on to everyone telling them how he doesn't even have his coaching badges.
I'd like to see him then wear those coaching badges.
Like, yeah, like scout. Yeah, just walk around. Like, on, like, you know, Anzac Day when war veterans display their medals. I want him to wear a blazer where he's always showing people his badges.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't tell you how much I want that.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
In the new year.
Yeah. And I want him to hold up certificates as well if anyone questions him.
Got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take offense if anyone asks him about his badges, you know, insinuating that they should already know what they are.
Because they can see them.
Yeah. That's right. I like that a lot.
Who's second bottom?
Gold Coast. What are you giving Gold Coast?
Gold Coast United. Okay, hang on 1 second. I am getting them. Okay. Second fan group. Up the other end. So they've currently got one fan group going.
The beach, yeah.
And they, I think they had some issues recently in that they split. One group went up the back of the...
yeah, that's right.
And there's not really that many of them.
It's hard to they can't split a dozen people.
So what they need to do is split but go to the other end.
For atmosphere.
Because at the derby that I was at, the Gold Coast and then the Roar fans were kind of...
It was back
feeding off each other.
Yeah. Well, that's what a European atmosphere is. That's a genuine away sport. What Brisbane took is a decent, even in the Premier League, you know, teams would be happy with the amount of fans they took. Yeah. And it's amazing how the sound bounces around the stadium back and forth. The fans bounce off each other.
Yeah, they really did. And there's about 2.5 bays.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then even the fans in the, like, behind the camera, there was a few, it was half and half Roar and
Gold Coast. And they kind of feed off it, and it lifts the whole atmosphere of the game.
So that's what I'm giving Gold Coast.
A second supporter group. Mm. What are they calling themselves? If they've already got the beach.
The beach. Yeah. They need the wave.
The wave.
Well, they're kind of crashing
the
into the beach.
Are they the silent sort of support group? Just stand there, signalling. Yeah. Or you could have like...
The signals.
Yeah, signalers. Semaphore. You could have like the city is the other end, because the Gold Coast is where the city...
True.
Meets the beach.
The strip.
Yeah.
That could be them.
All right. I
and
like
yourself?
It.
What have you got?
I'm going to go up there and I'm going to have a word to Skilled Park reception. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pull some strings. I'm going to go around and I'm going to give Gold Coast United the key to the gates of the far side of the stadium.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Well,
all I can assume is they don't have them at the... Somebody's
locked
lost
off.
Them.
They must
Look,
be.
It's really embarrassing. You lose your keys. No one wants to own up to losing their keys. You look like an idiot. You know,
it's plain to see.
Especially, like, they're renting that stadium. If I'm renting a house, I don't want to go to my landlord and go,
I need a new haircut.
Lost my keys. Because they're going to think, what the hell have you been doing in the house if you can't even hold your keys?
After holding an inspection.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And Gold Coast, they're obviously just too embarrassed to tell anyone they've lost the keys.
You know what they also need? At the game, there was only one bar and one food and drinks place open.
Gold Coast
United. If they find the key.
Gold Coast United have had, like, this game where they've doubled their average attendance, but have failed to put on any new staff to cope with said crowd. There was, like, 1,500 to 2,000 people still outside at kickoff, trying to get through two gates, which is just ridiculous. And then we had to put up with the commentators on TV telling us how awesome the atmosphere is, meanwhile looking at an empty stand on TV. So I would give them the key to the far side.
Good.
And
good
I would
idea.
See the whole Gold Coast brand grow, because no one wants to go to the game if they're watching on TV and see an empty stand.
100%.
Yeah. But if they see there's a crowd. When the New Zealand Knights were in the competition, playing out of Auckland, they played at that strange stadium, North Harbour Stadium, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And, like, one side of the ground looks like Stadium Australia in Sydney, the Olympic Stadium, and the other side is just a hill.
Yeah.
So they put the camera on the hill, and it looked like they had an awesome stadium. Yeah. Only an idiot would put it on the big stand and, you know, film the hill. And I'm not here to call Gold Coast United idiots. But they are. So, that's what I would get them. So, I hope you enjoy your gift. It's going to come in a nice little box with a bow on top.
Yeah.
So, and it's good because it's like socks. It's one of those gifts you need.
You've stolen my one of my gift ideas.
Oh, have I? You've stolen socks. Your dad is not part of the A-League.
Can I tell you who I'm giving socks now?
Or you can, yeah.
I'm giving Perth Glory socks.
Ah, okay.
Have you seen their... kind of maroni. They're not maroni. It's like a mauve?
Mauve?
Mauve.
Yeah.
Their socks, they don't match the rest of their uniform. So I'm giving
them
proper socks.
It's hard to match the rest of their uniform. They can't make up their mind whether they want to play in white or purple.
Yeah, or light blue.
Or light blue. Yes, that's right. They did for one match. They dictate this, they just let the sponsors decide what colour kit their team is going to wear for some bizarre reason.
So that's what I'm giving Perth Glory.
Some new socks. Cool. And they can all open it and do the, socks. Thanks. But you know they need them. Very good. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm getting Perth.
Okay.
I'm going to get Fergie the singer to come out and do a better job than Fergie the coach.
What song would they, would she, he, she?
She.
What's she singing?
She, well, she doesn't even need to sing. I'm just going to trust her to guide the team around the field. I figured you can't do much worse. Either that or we'll, if Perth are going to hire managers based on their surname being the same as other famous managers, I'm just going to look in the phone book and find some guy named, like, Mourinho. Yeah. Or Guardiola.
Add some colour.
Yeah. So we'll get, like, John Guardiola and he'll get the Perth job.
But add some colour that the socks are taking away from.
Yes. Because their coaching setup at the moment is very mauve. Yeah. It's just so mauve right now. Because
and Mauve was so 2011.
Yeah, exactly.
2012.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're not moving forwards, you're moving backwards. I've always said that in the A League. I tipped Perth at the start of the season to go on if they could secure a home final and potentially win the competition. And Ferguson has made me look like an idiot.
How wrong you were.
Yes.
I think we've done that the past couple of years.
Every year, people say is this Perth's year.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't make that long away trip for every other team work for them. And Manchester United showed in the English Premier League last year that you can win a title being okay away from home as long as you're bulletproof at home. Yeah. And Perth just don't do it. Newcastle Jets.
I have got them some of their own merchandise. Now, the reason I've done that is because of their ticket prices. They're $100 membership, so I figure they're not getting much money through the tickets, through the turnstiles, so they need some merchandise sales.
Yeah, so you're going to buy them and give it to them to sell again?
just so they can have it. Just buy some. Buy lots of it. Say, look, I've made a purchase on your behalf. You can have the... They don't need to keep merchandise.
But I would have thought they'd be selling a lot of merchandise just by sheer weight of numbers of people into the ground.
Yeah, well, that might be the case, but I think the that's
overcome. We're going to have to contact payroll and get onto them and see how.
Overcome by the lack of money coming through the gate.
Yeah. Which I think is offset by Nathan Tinkler's enormous wealth anyway. I've got the Jets a DVD for them to release in the club shop. They can, so here's more revenue for them. It's entitled Father and Son, The Kalina Years. Running time of 4 minutes. It includes Branko's opening press conference upon accepting the job. It also has a few photos of Jason holding up his jersey. And then, of course, the end credits go for about 15 seconds too.
Yeah. The opening and closing press conference is actually the same conference.
That's right. Yes, that's right. You can actually see in the DVD bonus extras, there's a different camera angle where you can actually see him being fired as he's leaving the press conference. Which is great.
We wish the Kalinas all the best. Yes. I think we should state.
Yeah, not happy times in Newcastle.
We can make fun of it, but...
It's not good for them. Mm. It's funny to make fun of, but it's not good.
Not a good situation down in Newcastle.
For Melbourne Victory, you previously alluded to Kevin Muscat pulling the strings for Mr. Mehmet Dorakovic.
But I'm going to go somewhere else with this, because did you see the Beckham game?
I did.
Do you see the stands in that
game? Ah, yeah. I see where you're going with
this. I'm
going
to get them a couple Beckham stands.
Yeah.
Because what they did in the for that game, they brought the...
The stands in.
Etihad, obviously. Yeah. They obviously have. And they don't do that for
I don't understand
regular A-League matches.
Like, what's happening in between weeks that is preventing them from chopping up the field there?
Well,
they weren't able to get around to do it for the Galaxy game. And they've done it for a Socceroos game as well down there. They did it again. I think it was Oman. And how much better does it just make the place look and the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Everyone's closer.
So that Beckham game, it was great. And then the regular A-League season game was a few days later, about four days later, and it was back to a big round oval.
Yeah.
So Beckham stands.
And all four stands are going to be called the Beckham stand. Yeah. That is going to make ticketing a nightmare. Where are you sitting? I'm in the Beckham stand.
Oh, you could name him after his kids?
You could too. Romeo, a Brooklyn, a Cruz, four kids. He's got a girl now.
Oh, seven.
Did you know? Is it seven, Becca? His daughter?
Seven, that sounds right.
I think, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. Great. Okay, there's your idea. Four new stands named after
the Beckham family. Beckham.
The most undeserved naming of stands in the history of football. apart from sponsorship deals. I am going to give Mehmet Durakovic a thesaurus.
Yeah, because after the games, he's
that's right.
So
that every question he gets asked about how hard done by they've been or why they've lost again, he doesn't start his answer or his excuse and finish with the words, "But what are you going to do?" Because I am so sick of hearing that phrase. Here's what you do. Change something.
Coach.
Yeah, coach. I think you've missed the line in your job description.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. Turn up. Get paid. I like it. Yeah, no, see, you've actually skipped over that part. No, there was the description.
There was a step that you missed as well. Turn up, get paid, let Kevin Muscat pull the strings.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mem, he's going to get a thesaurus. And I hope that he uses it.
No. Yeah. Good gift. I think they'll be happy with that.
I think so too. And I think journalists in general will be happy. They'll have more quotes. Because at the moment, I've got... it's just a template for quote, and it's just copy and paste. And I just put in my quote from Mem and then hit Control V.
There are
and
a few coaches says, that do.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
There are a few coaches that do spill out the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Now. Yeah, there's a lot. Some people say, you know, to be fair, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, those sort of ones. Harry Kewell is a big at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Lavichka for Sydney FC is, firstly, let me thank the fans for coming.
Oh, okay. See, that's not a bad one to throw in there. Before just try and get everyone. Just try and get everyone on side early. That's practical. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like. Well done, Vislav. Yeah. Of course, Miron Blyberg. He's he has no template, he has no idea what his mouth is going to say. And he's great.
And all the league is all the better for it.
I would love just. The Miron show. If he ever loses his job as a coach, I hope he gets like a nightly Letterman-style TV show.
I think I've said this as well. Do you watch him on Fox Sports FC? I think
if he's ever on TV, I'm class. Watching it. He's brilliant.
He actually added some class to that show.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I like it, it does need a bit of something.
Yeah. Sydney FC.
Another central defensive midfielder.
A midfeeder. Are you chasing Carlos Hernandez? He's probably the best feeder in the league.
Yeah. Terry McFlynn is out at the moment.
Yes.
For the Hart game. He got suspended for one too many yellows, which is not unlike him.
Yeah. Same as Jacob Burns.
Yeah.
Miraculously has picked up a suspension for consistently being booked.
So that'll happen another time later on in the season. You'll get a further...
Four, I think.
So they need someone to back him up.
More cover.
Or just someone to replace him.
Who would you get?
Who?
Yeah. Do you have a name more? I'll tell you who's done well that I've been impressed with since returning to the league. It's not relevant Sydney, but Jonah Sally. Well, it's kind of relevant Sydney.
Yeah.
In a little while.
What's his position?
He's playing wherever the hell he wants. But at the moment, he's playing in midfield. Yeah. And he's doing a really good job.
Well, they need cover, the main reason because they've got they've got plenty of attacking midfielders, Carl Antonis. You can name Grant. Could possibly fill the gap there temporarily.
Emerton.
They need someone. Yeah, Emerton.
Yeah,
Kissel.
Yeah,
they're spoiled for choice there, but defensively, they need someone.
That's Moriasu? What I'm giving them. Moriasu not doing the job.
He's not a defensive midfielder. No.
Kissel not gonna screen at all.
Who is I'm perplexed as to how what they're gonna do in the midfield.
It is actually, it's a good point. I'm just trying to think of jokes on the go, but I take your tactical analysis elsewhere. It's not welcome here right now.
The festive edition.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't call Christian and Leyland up this.
That's right, because we don't want tactical insight. It's most unwelcome at this time of year.
What have you got, Sydney?
I got some longer studs for Michael Beecham. Because I've never seen a football slip over more.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go on beach and watch.
How long?
Oh, like stilts length. It's the only way he's going to stay up. Like girls' platform shoes.
Yeah.
Platform heels, how they're high heels, but they also have a platform under the ball of your foot. And it can be sometimes ridiculously like an inch and a half. Yeah. That's what I would get. Yeah.
Keep him on his feet.
Mm. Yeah. I want it to the point where he can't actually move his feet. He's so locked into the ground.
And just stick him on the corner post.
Mm.
You'll be happy.
Yeah.
With your corner post marking, man yes. marking.
Yeah. No, well, the back post.
The back post.
Is what you...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not the corner post.
I think it's just wasting a defender to make you stand at the corner post and someone's taking a corner. In the off chance that he just kicks it. Which corner post would you prefer? The front one? Or because he can't there.
Well, he's got to be at
he's
least...
got to be 10 metres. So yeah. You must mean the back one. And I think he's probably wasted.
Yeah, probably wasted.
Yeah. Queensland Roar. Queensland Roar. Brisbane Roar, even.
Yeah.
What
am I giving them?
Yeah. No, I just said the name Brisbane Roar randomly. Now back to talking about Sydney.
Cloning technology.
Why are you giving them?
Broish has been out, hasn't he?
Mm.
Many weeks. They should have cloned him.
Yeah,
they'd be fine. And they'd be able to use him over and over.
Yeah.
Just, you know, use him for as long as they can. Then they don't even need to bother
We only need to make one. Him. Like, you know, they've shown what one Broish can do. He won them the
cloning. You want a team full of Broishes?
No, I'm saying they only need one.
As backup.
How many would you make?
Oh, I'd have a whole storage of them.
Yeah. In a way.
Just cryogenically freeze them.
Just walk in, slide them out of like the morgue style thing.
And you could slightly tweak them to, you know, this one's a bit
because
defensive.
Thomas Broish, he's interesting in a sense that he listens to classical music and he often, they have to go and get his, you know, in the dressing room before they go out to play, they have to go and tap him on the shoulder and tell him to put down his book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and tell him to go out. He's, you know, he's not got his Beats headphones on blasting his 50 Cent music. So he probably could get away with, like, if Thomas Broish does an injury in the warm-up, you could walk underneath Suncorp Stadium.
Maybe that's the difference.
Bring someone to life and say, you've got to play now. He'd probably be sweet with
it. Give them some classical music. Just right. Listen to this.
He'd be very refreshed.
But maybe that's the secret, just getting players to listen to classical music.
Yeah. I think teaching a lot of players to read would be a big struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your gift.
My gift is a nicely bound photo album entitled Distant Memories and Photos of the Good Times, featuring Thomas Broish and Matt McKay and co.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what I would get them.
But it's only of the last year, the memories.
Yeah. It but can't may be as well of any, be distant. Yeah.
It's got to be a... Not distant.
It's just like a 3-page thing. It's a picture of Matt McKay, Thomas Broish, and the trophy. And that's it. And that's all they've got to remember.
No, that's good. No, they'll like looking back and...
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be happy with winning the comp.
Because that's always like a standard gift, isn't it? You could get a photo album. Or
yeah.
And I like that.
I should have done that for my family this year, actually. You're right. Photos are a good gift. Would have made my Christmas shopping a lot easier.
Frame. They're good.
Yeah.
Next year. We've got 360-something days.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I'll still not get it done in time. Melbourne Heart, the form team of the league, what are you giving them as a present? What do they need? Do you give the team that has everything right now?
Okay, I'm going to give them a guarantee, like a guarantee to fans that every game will be like a derby.
Ah.
Because what happened is all their fans came out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah, came out in force, yeah.
And supported them for the derby.
Yeah.
And not any other time. So I'm just going to say, look, guarantee fans. Yeah,
just talk up the rivalry of how much they hate every other team in the league.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. They should use a hate campaign.
I'm thinking it's more like a letter that goes out, like with gold.
No, I'm thinking full propaganda, North Korean style. Just make up some atrocities that other teams have done. Yeah.
We hate these guys. Come see us. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, take good idea. Because that derby atmosphere was great.
Mm.
Try and replicate the derby atmosphere.
Everywhere.
Against everyone.
Every A-League game, because it seems that only derbies are...
Yeah. Interesting. I like it. I like the way you're thinking. I would get them a drum band to play. You know how when England plays, they have the England band that plays like trumpets and stuff during the game?
Yep.
I would get them a drum beat and they can call themselves the Heartbeat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, they had a song. They had a song like when they first came out, it was a song and there was a heartbeat through it.
Yeah.
Like, this is our team song or this is something.
Yeah, it was pretty crap.
But it wasn't something you could sing.
No, that's right. And I just want, you know how when you're watching like South American football, the drums are going, mm-hmm. everyone's kind of just bopping away. And they've got the perfect excuse to, because they can call it the heartbeat.
As long as it doesn't turn into a ripped off Barmy Army chant.
Yeah, because that would
well,
just be...
Well, a lot of songs are Glory Army or...
Yeah.
Brisbane
yeah,
Army.
Yeah, Glory Army and that bell gets a lot of use. The shed gets a lot of use out of that in Perth, yeah. No, I just want the... Just a beat.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a song. Just play the beat.
It's just one guy.
Brisbane had the drummers for a little while.
They've still got them.
Do they still have them?
I think so.
Ah, cool.
I like it. Yeah, just one. That's just one little drummer boy. Yeah, you're giving them a little drummer boy.
It's a Christmas gift. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good Christmas gift.
Okay. Central Coast Mariners, what are you getting?
This is a simple one.
Yeah?
I'm just giving them an envelope with some money in it.
Oh, really? Some cash. You're just like the grandparents who just, then you know, they know their kid's at uni and, you know, he'd like a present, but he'd really value some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think cash for anybody. Yeah.
Well, just I think that'd be...
That was really cool.
Not much effort needed there.
No.
Then they can probably pay their players... superannuation.
Yeah.
Or whatever they've...
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Or just their wages.
Whatever they need to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would get them a giant, like, 40-foot high inflatable meat pie. That's what I would get them. And then someone could walk up to the giant inflatable tomato sauce bottles they have behind the goal and squeeze it onto the giant pie.
Yes.
And you could feed, like, everyone in the stadium. Yeah.
That's great. There's also a flying one. Is it a flying... I think it's a flying tomato sauce bottle.
Really?
It flies around. So you could fly it in onto the...
Like the sort of Goodyear blimp,
mm.
but it's a sauce... Really?
Yeah, it flies around before the game.
Heinz have really taken sauce to a new level, haven't they? Good
I
on
think
them.
It's Master Foods.
Yeah, it's Master naming. Foods, yeah.
Yes. Don't want to give Heinz some...
I've let myself down with my tomato sauce research going into this podcast. I really have. And lastly... But of course, not least. Well, actually, we didn't talk about Wellington.
Didn't we?
No.
Always forgotten.
Yeah. So my present would be some recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would get them some clothes for the Yellow Army.
Especially in the last 10 minutes of the game.
That's right. Once that sun goes down over there, they look pretty sad. Jumping up and down topless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Because what happens to their clothes then?
They probably burn them to stay warm, not realising they could just wear them and keep them.
Yeah. I got them some Australian commentators.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't like the New Zealand slant that they put on it.
That's, like, totally unrealistic. They wouldn't insist that Kiwi commentators commentate the A-League games.
Yeah, well...
Like the Australian A-League games.
But the, like, I don't know, I just... The amount of people that watch them over here in Australia would probably prefer... Australian voices.
Oh,
well, right. I just think it's a bit too biased. I think they're a bit biased.
Choice. Oh, they're ridiculously biased. Yeah, that is true. What about commentary choice? Sometimes in the rugby, you can choose whether you want.
Oh, you can
Australian commentators or South African. Yeah, exactly. Would you take that, or do you want their commentators turfed and homeless?
No, I'm happy with the red button.
Okay,
red button. If you don't
so
want to hear
these cruel,
guys.
You just have a preference.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Just an offering. It's just a
If you want it.
If you because it's you can always take it back.
Yeah,
that's what you can do with most Christmas presents. If you don't want it, they go.
Yeah, here's the receipt.
Here's the receipt.
Yeah, you're giving them a red button receipt.
Yeah.
All right, nice. What are you giving the FFA?
Is this our last big Christmas?
It is.
Present?
This is our last gift.
I'm gonna be a bit of a party pooper here on this game that we're playing, and I'm gonna give them a break.
Ah, oh,
you know it's Christmas.
That's
it's the festive
you're giving
season.
Them a break, so they're getting everyone off their back.
I feel that they forgot about their 100-year anniversary. Yeah. But you know
they're obviously
fine.
So stressed.
So they just need a break.
Okay, that's good. And it doesn't go well on the back of mine, which is at their throats yet again, insisting I'm going to give them an independent report that doesn't just point out the bleeding obvious.
Yeah. But better than the Smith report.
Yeah, that's right. It's like going to be like the Smith report, but it's not going to... I'm not going to pay some guy to go off and tell me that Gold Coast United aren't engaging with their local community. Because I worked that out for myself.
Yeah. Who are you going to get to write the report?
I'll do it. It'll be like a homemade, you know how kids make their parents presents?
Yeah.
I'm going to get them a report and like a handprint in a piece of clay.
Yeah.
And a poorly made coffee mug that I've painted myself.
Dear FFA.
One of the F's backwards in crayon.
I owe you one Smith report-esque report.
And I'm going to draw a picture of a house and like us holding hands with the FFA outside.
This is what it will be like.
In crayon. I like it. We should.
I really like that.
We should move on. We've talked 40 minutes.
We have. And we've been giving out lots of gifts. And I think we should give out one more.
Let's give out, the first of two more, even. Mm-hmm. In conjunction with Pele Sports Australia, they've jumped on board with us. We held a competition last week, which you could have got on board, and hopefully you did get on board, and hopefully you are this person I'm about to read out, and you have won it, because that'd be awesome. But for everyone else, not relevant. Where we said pick the first scorer and correct score for the Melbourne Derby.
And the winner.
And the winner, of course. And amazingly, someone did. Someone picked Archie Thompson to score first and for it to be 3-2 and for it to be in favour of Melbourne Heart. Congratulations to Marco MK. It's a strange name, but I'm assuming that's some sort of Twitter name you go by. Yes, that's right. Whoever you are out there, you have won yourself the Pele comp, $400.
$400 worth of gear. Of Pele gear. So you get
for absolutely nothing.
Boots.
And not just some boots.
Oh, it's like the best
bloody
in the
good
world,
pair of boots as well, yeah.
And then lots of merch, I think.
I think you get some Pele gear as well.
T-shirts. I think there's a backpack in there.
Yep.
Heaps of stuff. A whole range of stuff. So thank you very much to Pele Sports Australia for doing that for our Melbourne Derby competition.
That's right. And thanks to Marco for taking part. And it just goes to show what you could have won had you it didn't cost him anything to enter. He's $400 to the good. And wouldn't you love a second chance?
I would love a second chance.
Well, here's another gift for you, folks. We're going to give you a second chance. Go to our Facebook page. Go to Facebook if you're on Facebook. Hack someone else's Facebook if you're not on Facebook and befriend the Football Sack. And go to our group.
Like us on Facebook.
Like us, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
And befriend us. We'll be your friend. We're already your friends.
If
you like us, we like you too. So we're friends. Not officially on Facebook, but we're friends.
Yeah. You're listening to this, we're friends.
Yeah, that's right. And we want you to write on the wall your favourite A-League moment. Now, it can be serious, it can be passionate, it can be funny or whatever. We will decide what the best is. And the winner of that is winning, is it a $200?
$220.
$220.
Worth of merchandise from Pele Sports from Australia. That competition closes so Friday.
Yeah.
This is a Friday show.
Getting quick by tonight.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight.
AEDT.
That's right.
Got to stipulate that.
7-4. Oh, we're not just naming letters. Okay, right.
What is that? Australian Eastern Daylight Time.
We're not here to discuss
that.
No,
we're not.
You can follow us on Twitter at the Football Sack for all our live match commentaries of Hyundai A-League and Socceroos matches. Jump on the Facebook page if you can and contribute. We'd love to hear from all of you. And if you have an email, if you have a football story, if you have a gift that you would like to give to your club, as I said, if you have a New Year's resolution that you think your club or someone else should have to go with the fireworks, get in touch with us. info@thefootballsack.com or via the aforementioned forums. We should wrap it up, otherwise this file will be too big for people to download on iTunes, and that's not what we want.
No.
So thank you very much for joining me, Mr. Matt Greenlaw.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be in the Southern Cross Studios. Thank you to them for giving
for
us the,
the key. And we're just going to wreck the joint.
Yeah.
Because no one else is here.
We've got the keys to the place.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Theus Latia has put up a blog.
Her latest blog
post. Her latest blog post. They're always a good read. So jump on thefootballsack.com for that read on the W League.
Cool. Thanks, Matt. My name is Jack Quigley. Enjoy the football this weekend, guys. And Happy New Year.